On January 8th, the New York State Legislature convenes and Governor Andrew Cuomo will deliver his State of the State address. The executive office has been releasing key proposals of the 2020 State of the State in advance of the Democratic governor's speech. 115th District Assemblyman D. Billy Jones says he has been reviewing the proposals. The Democrat tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he is taking a wait-and-see approach toward the governor's proposals.
They call this what the slow roll of his proposals. He's been doing it the last couple of years, the last several years. So I always like to see what's in the details behind it. And how we're going to approach it. I have seen a few proposals that I like and some that I'm hesitant on. But we'll know more when the State of the State does come out, when we get to, the details on what his proposals are.
On these first impressions, what do you make of the agenda that he's outlining?
Well, I mean, I think, the banning of fentanyl, which a lot of people would assume is banned already, but there are certain loopholes in the law. We certainly, with this, this opioid and this drug crisis that we're going through, we want to do everything we can to help people that are in recovery and that are addicted to these illicit drugs. And there's other proposals. Take, for instance, the importing drugs from Canada. I guess he's setting up a commission to study it. We need to figure out a way to lower prescription drug costs. I want to see what is going to come out in these proposals. You can say you're going to import prescription drugs from Canada, but what does that entail? Is that on the manufacturing end? Is that direct consumer to consumer? How do our pharmacies play in that? At the end of the day, the bottom line, will it be a lower price to the consumer? That's what we're trying to get.
I think also in part of that same proposal regarding drugs and reimportation, there was also a mention of expanding access to medication-assisted treatment for opioid use disorder in hard-to-reach communities. The North Country has been one of those hard-to-reach areas. Do you think that this proposal can move forward far enough and quickly enough to help the needs of the North Country?
It's needed. We have seen cases recently here in the North Country where this still is a big problem. We need to get to these people that need our help in this. And, I've been a proponent. I've been an advocate for our addiction and our substance use and our recovery community. I support what we're doing here. We're doing good things, but we certainly need more tools in the toolbox to do that.
Assemblyman Jones, one of his other proposals talks about stronger net neutrality protections across the state. And I saw that and thought, well, that's nice, but what about getting stronger broadband access across the state so that we can worry about net neutrality protections?
You must have been reading my mind. We were thinking the same thing when we read it. One of my top priorities is providing internet, fast internet coverage for residents here in the North Country and in my district, along with cellular service. I'm on the Upstate Cellular Task Force. But, net neutrality is something that, we want to see, but we want to see service here. Or we want to study net neutrality, I should say, and make sure that our consumers that are paying these prices are getting the service that they deserve. I will say on top of that, though, we need to have the coverage to even be in the game to talk about that.
As we go into the session, what are your priorities?
How long do you have? My priorities always are what I can do to benefit the residents here in my district and in the North Country. Certainly the first part of this process is the budget. And that's going to be quite a process this year. We're facing a $6 billion deficit, something that hasn't been faced by our state government in over a decade, the size of the deficit. So certainly That is going to be a top priority, of course, as the budget always is, for the first 3 months that we're in session. But I want to continue to see funding available for the programs and the organizations that benefit people here in the North Country. That's what I've fought for. I think we've been very successful in the past couple of years. That certainly is. There are some legislative priorities of mine. I have the SALT legislation that we've talked about in the past, along with Senator Little. That is something we'll be pushing forward on. There's all kinds of things. My EMS bill, certainly to provide a level playing field with these smaller fire departments, to help them provide services to our residents. Public safety is a top priority of mine, so I believe this legislation will help in getting first responders, because in a lot of our towns here, and it's becoming a real issue to get volunteer first responders, volunteer firefighters, and we need to do something to help them out. They are the backbones of our communities here in the North Country, and we certainly need to look at ways where we can help them help our residents.
Democratic Assemblyman D. Billy Jones represents the 115th District, which includes Clinton and Franklin counties and four towns in St. Lawrence County. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.